Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry, Merry Christmas. I am just excited to gather with you all. Y'all, I really was not about to come up here, but the Lord just convicted my spirit, was like, girl, you better get up here and do what I asked you to do, even though it's my day, it's my birthday, okay? So we just want to celebrate Jesus. We want to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this very special Monday. It is Christmas. I hope that you are going to be spending Christmas with loved ones today, or just celebrating throughout the week with friends, family, whomever you are attached to in this very special season. So again, Merry Christmas to you. I don't know about you, but I was jamming out to the jam session this morning. The Kirk Franklin Christmas album is definitely something that is always in rotation during this season. So yes, Jesus is the reason for this season. And if you just believe that, just give God a hand clap of praise right now. Right now, I don't care where you're at. I know many of us are probably still in bed. Still in bed. You could be on the way to work, depending on your profession, or you could be at work, depending on your profession. But I just know that I want you all to celebrate that Jesus is the reason for the season. There is no Christmas without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we just thank God right now for giving his only begotten son. Yes, we thank God right now for definitely coming through for us, for giving us his only begotten son, for giving us the Messiah, for giving us the Prince of Peace, for giving us, and look, I keep going on, but I have to bring you to the scripture that I want to highlight today, which is Isaiah 9:6. It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I don't know about you all, but I know God to be a wonderful counselor, someone who is always in my ear because I have an ear to hear him. If you have an ear to hear God, I just want you to give God a hand clap of praise right now and say, yes, God, I thank you for giving me an ear to hear you, an ear to hear you, not an ear to hear my managers, not an ear just to hear my from my coworkers, not an ear just to hear from my friends, my family, but an ear to hear you. Do you not know how crucial it is for us to actually hear from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? And so we just thank God for the ability to be able to hear him and guide us and to be the wonderful counselor that he is. And so we just invite God right now to continue to be the wonderful counselor he is to us and to guide us and to direct us to where he has called us to be in this very season of our lives. And so we thank God for also being a mighty God, right? An everlasting Father and a Prince of Peace, a Prince of Peace. And so God is the Prince of Peace. And I just think so that is really pivotal, right? The Prince of Peace, right? Because there's so much going on in this world. There's so much going on in our lives, chaotic, chaos, all of the things. And when we think on God or being the Prince of Peace, God gives peace that surpasses all understanding, meaning peace we can't even fathom. It's peace in our spirits. And I know some of you have already experienced this. And if you have not experienced this, I just declare and decree that you experience peace, a sense of peace is within your spirit it's unexplainable. It's like yes, it may be chaos in my family. Yes, it may be chaos in my career. Yes, it may be chaos in my business. It may be chaos in the world, but yet I still have peace. I have a sense of peace that surpasses all understanding. People may be looking at you and think, well, how are you so calm in a situation so chaotic or in a situation that just all of a sudden just happened? Because you understand who your God is. And so we just thank God for giving us a sense of peace and also instilling the joy within us consistently. The word says, the world didn't give this joy to us, right? So the world can't take this joy away, right? So we just thank God for the joy, especially in this season, but in every season, the joy within us. And whatever it is that you all may be feeling, I don't know, I just feel this strongly in my spirit to say this, the depression must bow down in the name of Jesus. The depression must bow down in the name of Jesus. And we invite a spirit of joy within us, within our atmosphere, within our families, within our jobs, within our careers in general, within our businesses, a spirit of joy. And please know, like I said, joy is something that the world can't give to you, so the world can't take away. So we just ask God to just bring the joy, remind us that there is joy within us. The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? And so we must remember that in this season, but in every season, right? And so there is also another scripture I want to highlight for us today. And that one is Luke 2:11. And that says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the what? He is the Messiah, the Lord. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So we just thank God right now for giving us our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for redeeming us. So God, we come before you, humbly come before you right now,
thanking you for forgiving us for our sins and making us anew. Making us new. God, I just thank you right now for allowing us to see us like you see us. It's going to be so important, you all, to, as you look at yourself in the mirror, as you envision yourself on your daily walk throughout your career, throughout your business, throughout your life in general, to envision yourself, not like what present day yourself look like, but what is it that God sees in me? How does God see me? And when you start to see yourself as God sees you, your whole perspective changes, your whole attitude changes, your walk changes, your talk changes, and you're a little bit more confident. Not just a little bit, but a lot of it. Let's just be serious, right? But you're more confident. And so we just thank God right now for the increased faith that you're going to have. We just thank God right now for the increased confidence that you're going to have, because you understand the God that you serve. You now see, you now look through not just carnal lenses, but spiritual lenses, and see yourself in a different light. So we just thank God for who you are now, but we thank God for who you are becoming in this season of your life. So we just thank God for that. And so those are the two scriptures that I really wanted to highlight today. Of course, it's Christmas and it's very applicable, but I also wanted to share with you a word that I received yesterday from this sermon. And God will speak to us in many different forms. So God always speaks to me when I'm looking for, like, say, if I'm looking for something to hear, or like on YouTube, for example, I'm like, okay, God, what do you have for me to listen to today? What is it that you want to share with me? And I may randomly go on YouTube and a random video may pop up. And the message is always applicable to what's going on in my life. So similar to that situation I just shared with you, that happened yesterday. And so I have been praying to God about wisdom about everything, whether it's my health, my finances, my family, everything, right? Because I mean, who else to get wisdom from than God, who is our wonderful counselor. And so the sermon yesterday was about all I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas. And then he said, all I want for Christmas is wisdom. And then he goes on to talk about what wisdom is. Goes on to talk about how it's important to just go to God, to go to God for wisdom, not to go to anyone else first, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? For wisdom on everything. And so I always pray for peace, wisdom, and favor. And that just so happened to be the sermon that was on yesterday. It said, all I want for Christmas is peace. All I want for Christmas is wisdom. And all I want for Christmas is favor. Favor. And honestly, you all, that is it. That is all I really want, is peace, wisdom, and favor. And I just thank God for delivering me from the material things, because, you know, back in the day, we like, oh, I want this, I want that. And it's good to have the material things, don't get me wrong. But when you get to a place in your spirit where you're like, Lord, I don't even need none of this. All I really need is the peace of God. All I really need is your wisdom. All I really need is your favor in these situations that I may be facing now, and the situations I don't even know that I'm going to be facing, right? And so we just thank God for the wisdom, the peace, and the favor that he is going to shower upon us each and every day as we go through our walk in this earthly realm, okay? And then one thing he was talking about, he said, all I want for Christmas is favor, and then describe favor in a way which I was just like, obviously, I know what favor is, but I love the way he put it. He says, favor, what others force, it flows for you. I'm going to say that again. What others force, it flows for you. And I said, yeah, huh, that is definitely favor. That is definitely favor. So I just declare and decree right now, if you're unsure about what your gift may be, if you're unsure about what it is that God has shared with you to do in this season, just ask him to reveal it by and by. Don't force it. Whatever it is, don't force it. It's going to flow for you. And if you feel as though you know what the Lord has shared with you and you're like hesitant on doing it, just do it. Just do what he told you to do. Be obedient. And I guarantee that it's going to flow for you. It's going to flow for you, because what I encourage you to do is definitely ask the Holy Spirit to intervene and to come and to help you out in this season to speak through you. As I always say on this prayer call, is that right before I get on, I always say, God, speak through me to speak to your people. Speak through me to speak to your people. Meaning less of me and more of you, Lord. Less of me and more of you. And so I want to encourage you all to definitely do the same thing. Do the same thing. Come humbly before the Lord asking for wisdom, asking for his favor as you embark on whatever it is he has called you to do in this season. Okay? All right. Well, that is my message for today. I definitely want to go into a quick word of prayer really quickly before, and this will be real, before my computer shuts down, y'all. I got a low battery. That's my fault. But that's just happened. So we're just going to get into this good word of prayer real quick. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for giving us your only begotten son. I thank you for Jesus's birth. I thank you for us celebrating this very Christmas, God, Christmas 2023. And I pray that we have more Christmases to come and we are going to be gathered here together just to give your name some praise, to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, because you are so worthy, Lord. You are so worthy. And God, as we continue to embark on this day, this work week, or this resting period in this season of our lives, God, we ask that you instill in us peace, peace in this season, Lord. We ask that you give us wisdom, more wisdom than usual, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your favor that is going to be showered upon us. We ask that you shower down your favor daily on us, God. Show us favor in every situation that we may face, in our health, God, in our finances, God, in our relationships, God. We just ask that you favor us. Favor us, God. Favor us in every situation. It's going to be so unexplainable. People are going to be like, how in the world? And we're going to be like, I don't know, but I know God favored me in this situation. So give us a God favor me in our spirits, God, as we part our lips about what, how we're going to explain certain things to people. God favored me, period. In the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We love on you. And we just ask that you bless us tremendously in this season that you have given us, a season of peace, God. We invite peace in our household. We invite joy within our spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. The depression must bow, the worry must bow, the anxiety must bow in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We continue to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, Lord. We thank you for your healing all over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Healing around our minds, healing around our bodies, healing in our families, God. We just thank you. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, Merry Christmas and have a wonderful and blessed week. And I will catch you back up here. What next? Look, next year. next year in 2024, because this is the last prayer call of 2023. So I'll catch you back up here January 1st, 2024, so we can celebrate a brand new year in the name of Jesus. All right. I'll talk to y'all next year.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.